You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Girls Incorporated of Delaware is a statewide nonprofit organization whose mission is to inspire girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And Girls Inc. Board President Jessica Scarain says the group is honoring three women leaders who reflect that mission at its 30th annual Strong, Smart, and Bold luncheon next week. The honorees are State Representative Krista Griffith, Chandra Pitts, founder of One Village Alliance, which helps children in underserved communities, and LGBTQ activist and author Sarah McBride. This week on The Green, Delaware Public Media's Sarah Mueller speaks with Scarain about Girls Incorporated, its programs, and the March 15th luncheon.
I wanted to just start off by talking about your organization. So can you tell me about Girls Inc.?
Absolutely. So Girls Inc. of Delaware is a statewide nonprofit organization, and our mission is to really simply inspire all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And we do that through research-based programming that we provide to girls both in after-school programs, in their school where they already are every day, and through camps in the summer. And that programming is really about giving them life-changing experiences and real solutions to the issues that they are facing in their lives. We give them tools and support through mentorship and other guidance to succeed in, and it's delivered in a safe and girls-only environment, which is kind of different than some of the other programming they might receive in their life. It really is a place where they sit alongside peers who share their drive, share their aspirations, and also share their kind of life experiences. So it's really about helping them learn to set goals, achieve them, confront the challenges, resist peer pressure, see college as something that's in their future, and then explore exciting fields for study and employment. Additionally, we also do advocacy. So kind of informed by the experiences that our girls have in their lives and their families and their experiences, Girls Inc. works with both state and federal policymakers to advocate on legislation or other initiatives that better the rights and lives of women and girls.
What is the main purpose? I mean, what do you guys want girls to get out of the programs?
Yeah, so it's all about bringing them into a place where they're kind of reaching their potential. So we offer programming from girls age 6 to 18. So our hope is that a girl comes to us, you know, pre-K, kindergarten age, and she stays with us all through her teen years until she goes off to college or into a job. So that's what we're really focused on. Our programming is mostly offered to girls who come from under-resourced communities and maybe don't have some of the tools or support that other girls might have and might not see college as attainable or might not know what jobs are available to her just from the lack of exposure. So we're really focused on developing that whole girl, making her feel confident and strong and able to kind of take on the world and be a success and come back to her community and improve it.
Okay, so it's mostly about, I guess, being college ready or career ready?
And being really, we kind of come back to that strong, smart, and bold ethos, right, of being confident, capable, and knowing who you are and being comfortable in who you are and taking that forward. Now, one of our goals is always to get girls into college who otherwise might not be able to, or get them into a career that they might not otherwise be aware of. But we're really just committed to that sort of wholeness of the girl and being able to be successful in life and whatever that might mean for her so that she can be impactful for her family and her community around her.
Your programs, are they available across the state, or is this mostly focused in like Wilmington or in a particular county?
Our programming is available statewide. We have many programs we have a center that's based in Wilmington, Delaware, but we also have programming throughout middle schools in the states. And we have a Latina initiative, which is focused in Sussex County.
Okay, so talk to me about this event.
Sure. So each year we hold what is called our annual Strong, Smart, and Bold Awards Luncheon. This year is really exciting because 2019 is our 30th annual. So it's a bit of a milestone year for us. And each year we honor three women in Delaware who have distinguished themselves through either exemplary achievements in their community, in their profession, or just as a role model for girls. The award recipients are always women who kind of embody and personify that mission. So we are really looking for women who are inspiring girls to be strong, smart, and bold. They're examples because really it's about the challenges that they've overcome in their lives to kind of meet their dreams and doing it in a way that's both graceful and with strength. They show that they have a commitment to physical, intellectual fitness, and they also possess capabilities and drive that have allowed them to be an inspiration to girls and achieve their goals.
And so how do you choose people each year that you want to honor?
Sure. So it's done via an event committee. This year was the first year that we actually reached out to the community to provide us with nominations, which was a really great way to let people know about the event and also engage with sort of important people throughout the community or just people who are parents or friends of our organization. So this year we received a number of nominations and went through each of those, assessed them on kind of a scale to show how much they exemplify the values that we look for in a recipient. And we landed on three honorees that way.
Okay, so talk to me about the three honorees. I know one of them is Representative Krista Griffith.
So this year we are recognizing three women. They are Chandra Pitts, who is the founding president and CEO of One Village Alliance. As you mentioned, Krista Griffith, who is a state representative for the 12th District of Delaware. And then also Sarah McBride, who's an activist, author, and national press secretary for the Human Rights Campaign. So each of these women has done a really good job of, when I look at them, I kind of see women who have seen inequality or injustice in our society or the space around them. And they were really women who took it upon themselves to correct those inequities. They didn't sit back. They didn't wait for someone else to fix it. They dove right in. They're women who protect the vulnerable, who give voices to otherwise silenced populations and communities. And they're really lifting up the next generation of leaders behind them.
And are they representative of people in the past that you guys have honored?
They are. I think that in general, we are always looking for women who are kind of making a difference in their community, but also with, you know, professional success, academic success, and have, but also give back and serve as a good role model. In the past, we have honored college presidents, first ladies of the state, second ladies of the country. We've had quite a few honorees that look much like these women who you can hold up as examples of great leaders.
Who did you guys honor last year?
So last year we honored Dr. Laverne Harmon, the Wilmington University president. We also honored Donna Covington, who was a dean at Delaware State University. And we also honored Clarice Wolfe, which was done unfortunately after her death, but she was a great advocate for girls and women throughout the state of Delaware and a friend to Girls Inc. for many years in her life.
Okay. Now, this is also a fundraising event, right?
Yes, correct.
So what are you guys raising money for?
For the organization. So it is for delivering program to girls. So we are fundraising particularly to be able to deliver that programming and to be able to service more girls throughout the state. That is really what we're focused on this year, is making sure that we can get more girls into our programming to better impact their lives. So we're really focusing on field trips we want to fund some field trips that would allow girls to go to different employers around the state so that they can learn about potential jobs and the work that people do there. We're hoping to fund a trip to Washington, D.C., where the girls can actually participate and see our government in action. We also have economic and literacy programming. So these are the types of programming that we want to make sure that we have the funds to deliver to as many girls as possible.
And do you have a sense of how many girls participate in your programs?
Yeah. So each year we focus on really what we refer to as our Circle A girls. And those are girls that receive at least 50 hours of programming from us each year. Last year, that number was about 625 girls. Now, there's many other girls that get programming not without that much kind of depth, but we really focus on making sure that we try to get girls to that 50-hour mark because that's where we find the most impact and we make the most difference in her life.
Okay, and the event is going to be next week, right?
Yes, it's March 15th at 11:30 a.m. at the DuPont Country Club.
Okay, and is this for anyone in the public?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone is able to join us. They can purchase tickets online. That's at girlsincdessb2019.com, or they can visit our website at girlsincde.org and find a link there. But anyone is able to purchase a ticket and join us. We have a program that's full of a silent auction, a meal, presentations from our award honorees, and the girls participate as well, which is always a really impactful part of the programming to be able to see the girls tell their story and how Girls Inc. has impacted them and helped their lives.
Thanks to Girls Inc. of Delaware Board President Jessica Scorain and our Sarah Mueller for their time on The Green this week. You can learn more about the Girls Inc. Strong, Smart, and Bold Luncheon at its website, girlsincde.org. Arts Playlist is next on The Green, with more on the latest exhibition at the Brandywine River Museum of Art. But first, your local headlines from Delaware Public Media.